In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, a couple of members of the band The Foxfires, Adam Kahn and Kristen Diana. Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Where are you guys from? What town?
Well, we're based out of West Nye, but we're actually all from all over the New York City metropolitan area. Half of us are actually from Passaic County in New Jersey, and then the other half are from Rockland County, New York.
I don't want the other guys to miss out. Adam and Kristen are here. Who else is in the band?
So we also have Christian Cordero on lead guitar, and then Brandon Vallejo on the drums, and he also does all of our backing vocals, which is pretty impressive.
The rhythm section's great. I mean, the whole band is really good. Whatever you're paying the rhythm section, you got to double it.
Yeah, I know. We just enlisted a new producer right here at Mercy College across the river, and he's been doing a lot of my solo stuff. I think that a lot of the comments that we have gotten regarding mixes and whatnot has been solved through him, so we're excited to do our next record with him, which we're hoping to get started by the end of this year and early next year. For now, we're kind of just riding the wave of what we have.
It's a good wave, too, because you produce, apparently, a lot of music, don't you? Are you always writing songs?
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, we're working on new material and current material set lists, et cetera, new covers, at least twice a week every week. If not, we're trying to get together at least once a week. In addition to that, outside of the band, in my spare time, all I'm doing is writing and revising lyrics and different melodies. As a band as a whole, we want to keep moving forward and coming out with new ideas. It's like therapy for us, you know, and nothing's ever good enough.
Well, no, because you probably write a lot of songs, and a lot of them you got to like dismiss, like not good enough doesn't make the cut, right?
Very
constantly.
You've got a gig tonight, don't you?
We're doing a show with Piermont at the Turning Point. It starts at 8 o'clock. So if you're listening to this right now on air, I highly recommend you come out to that. It's going to be a great time.
It's our first hometown show in so long, so definitely come out.
Not bad, and that's a beautiful place, too. Turning Point in Piermont tonight at 8 o'clock. You can see the Foxfires. You guys seem very tight, very close together. How did you all meet?
Well, this is an exciting story. So long story short, so this is Christian now. So I essentially was a solo artist back in 2012 for about a year, just going out, playing a lot of open mics and shows, and actually met all these guys separately in different projects or just hanging out, and we just decided to just play together for fun. And the band sort of just snowballed out of this, like, intuitive motion, you know, as opposed to, like, I gotta start a band, I gotta find the people, I gotta throw... This is absolutely accidental, and I think that's why it's so much more stress-free than most music projects, because when we started, it started out as like a very optional, very like, this is what we want to do, as opposed to this is what we have to do.
Yeah, good point. If it isn't fun, really, why do it? In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, it's the Foxfires. Hey, tell me about the song we're going to play. I really enjoyed it. It's called Don't Give Up. It's got a great sound to it and a unique sound, not just a good pop sound. What is seagaze? What is shoegaze? I've heard that expression a couple of times, and I've heard it in relation to your music. What is seagaze?
Shoegaze is an English genre from the early 90s that was sort of like a riff off of grunge, but a little bit more like a slow, somber, like ethereal, dream poppy sound.
What is psychedelic?
Psychedelic. So it's like psychedelic grunge almost, which is essentially what like I'd like to label us as, but we have a much more like watery, summery sound. In addition to that, though, I sort of got the idea to call it seagaze because a lot of the music that we make, we try and embody that feeling you get when you're gazing out at the ocean, when you're at the beach, whether it's calm and serene or whether it's like crazy, like the water's crashing against like the rocks and it's like cloudy and the water's a little bit more violent. Music is like moods and you just move like water. So it all kind of just made sense, you know?
Oh, so you came up with the word seagaze, the expression?
Yeah.
Wow, nice. You mentioned live shows tonight, Piermont, Turning Point, 8 o'clock. The Foxfires. How'd the name Foxfires come up?
Foxfire is bioluminescence, essentially. It's folklore terminology for it. A lot of like 15th, 16th century authors would refer to like glowing funguses and algae in forest as like fairy fire or foxfire. And we figured the fairy fire didn't sound as cool as foxfire. So we went with that. It's a funny little side note. My spirit animal is a fox, so we all kind of just tied together.
Then you had to go with it.
It's like very symbolic of being the natural light in the world, you know what I mean? It's being the force of good in the world you want to stick.
I am learning so much in this interview.
Yeah.
Foxfire is at 100.7 WHUD. What is your website?
So it's www.thefoxfires.com. There you'll be able to find all our social media and our music videos, and you can even hit us up online and chat.
Foxfire is in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Here is their song called Don't Give Up. Go get them, way to go, and good luck tonight in Pyramont.
Absolutely, thank you. Thank you so much.